Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Welcome to the premiere episode of The Tweet Life.
It's The Tweet Life.
Yes. We've been through negotiations with this title, but I'm glad we came down to that.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Your microphone voice is like very sensual.
Ooh. It's because I have all this crystals on me.
By the way, before this podcast started, we all just traded crystals. And I realized I was the only one in the studio who didn't have any crystals either on or in their bra, and everyone dedicated a crystal to me.
Yeah, you've got the titanium quartz now.
Okay, good. I feel safe.
Yeah, it's protection. So the Tweet Life, this is going to be a weekly podcast, you guys. We're discussing the trending topics on Twitter with, you know, fervor, gumption, and hopefully a touch of wit. I'm Patrick Rogers.
I'm Allie Siegel.
So it's been a minute since I've seen you.
Yeah, this morning at lunch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that was lifetimes away. What's your emotional landscape like today? Tell me everything.
I literally just got in a fight with someone on the street.
What happened?
That is my vibe right now. Someone told me to smile.
Was it a man?
It was a man telling
Ew,
me to smile on the street. Okay, here's the thing, though. He didn't tell me to smile. He did one of these. He lifted up his cheeks at me. And my first inclination was like, I must have food all over my face. Just like, because that's just like my general vibe is like, I'm covered in breadcrumbs. I don't even have a
lemon in it.
Yeah, I like don't even have a duvet comforter at home.
Oh,
it's just like I'm covered in pita chips.
So
I wiped my face, and then he's just like, be fun. And I go, I don't.
Oh my god.
And I go, I don't even know what that means. And he goes, smile, be happy. And then I learned on TV from all the shows that I watch about feminism that I'm supposed to say, I don't need to smile for anyone.
Yeah.
So that's
Lena
what I
Dunham.
Said. Yeah, I learned that. So I said, I don't need to smile for you. And then he goes, I'm not flirting with you, just so you know. And I said, well, if you were, you wouldn't be doing a very good job. But then here's where I got weird is I felt the need to explain my happiness to him and like justify my emotions.
Justify your love.
Yeah, I did. I was just like, just so you know, I'm on my way to a very good job. And I was like, and I am very happy in my life. And I like literally just started listening. I was like, I'm happy with my apartment. Like things are good with my family. Like I'm like hanging out with guys I really enjoy and they treat me with respect for the first time
I
in
don't
my
need
life.
You.
Yeah, I'm like, and I have self-esteem. And he's like, he like started walking away. Like he like didn't care. It was the biggest regret in his life was telling me to
you
smile.
Will listen to my monologue, yeah. Smile
I, like,
shamer.
I like pull him back.
You wait.
He's like, keep talking to
oh
me.
My
It got weird for everyone, but now I feel better.
But now you're here.
Yeah, now
and
I'm
you
here.
you don't have to smile.
Yeah.
It's a podcast.
I just start crying. Yeah. How are things for you? How's your emotional life?
Things are good. I've been on an alkaline diet.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
Well, it doesn't mean much since I had a bagel today, but let me tell you how it should work.
Okay.
So I should be doing all alkaline foods. Now, alkaline's like, you know, foods either they become acidic or alkaline in the body.
Sure, why not?
But it's foods you would never guess. Like lemons become alkaline.
Right.
Which is like, what?
Yeah, like
that's citric, yeah, acid.
Yolanda Foster, Lemon Orchard.
Oh,
defense.
Yes. Okay. Like, I'm living my Yolanda truth. Like,
good for you. You have a clear refrigerator
I have
and everything.
A clear refrigerator that looks like a shower.
Okay.
But basically, like, it's like no meat products, no, like, grains. It's like all fruits and veggies.
Oh.
It's hard as hell, but Kelly Ripa did it, which,
oh, so then,
you know, I'm following her life course,
okay.
Obviously. So
thank
I was like,
you.
Well, if Kelly did it. But anyway, then today I had a bagel and coffee and ruined the whole thing. So it is what it is.
Well, that's because you're around me.
But the great thing about it.
Crumb-faced Siegel.
Your rap name.
Yeah.
The great thing is I found out about algae.
Yep.
Do you know about this?
My new dateline. When I'm speed dating.
There's a lake in Canada.
Yeah.
That you get this algae from. It's called E3 Live.
It's a long story.
It's nature's Adderall.
Oh. Tell me more.
Girl.
Okay.
You're like, whoop. You don't need coffee anymore because I had to get rid of coffee. So I needed something.
Just one more time.
Whoop. Anyway, Nature's Adderall, E3 Live. We're not getting paid by them, but there it is. Okay, so let's start with some trends.
I'm
this
already
week.
Crying, kind of.
So, Monday, as I'm sure everyone is well aware was the big hashtag Mars announcement. Yeah.
Liquid water on Mars.
Which for the first thing, Allie and I saw this announcement, by the way. And the first thing we did was we had to figure out what Mars was.
Yeah, literally don't understand planets.
We were in show choir in high school.
Yeah, I don't understand. I texted Patrick just because I thought that we should like prep and I wanted to read the text message. Okay, so I said, so for Monday's trending topic, I feel like we have to cover water on Mars. So I'll definitely have to research it a bit because I don't understand science. Like, I don't know what planets are. And he goes, bah. Right. And I go, like, literally, what is space? And then, oh, do you want to do you for your dramatic reading?
Yeah, let me do my Merrill interpretation of this. Okay. Like, we need to figure out what Mars is first. Honestly, I'm just going to talk about Matt Damon in The Martian. Hey, guys, they found water on something called Mars. Call in to tell us if you're feeling Matt Damon's man bun. Which is essentially what I'm about to do right now as well. So Mars is a planet. It is in our galaxy. We know that much. And guess what? H2O, baby. Yes, honey. Serve us water. The Californians need it. The thing that what's interesting, and let's go back to Matt Damon, because I think that's the probably crucial part of this story, is The Martian, his new movie.
Yes.
That the whole thing is like he can't survive on Mars. And it's like, now we know that he can.
Right?
The whole movie's over.
How long would it take for Waze to navigate us to Mars? Since it could hardly navigate me to downtown LA today, how long would it take to get us to Mars?
I wonder what the hour time would be.
Right? And what voice would you use to get you to Mars on Waze?
Honestly, I use, when I do any of the apps, I use a guy.
Oh, interesting.
Because I don't like to tell Siri, I don't like to tell a woman what to do.
Oh, that's smart. Do you know that you can change the Waze voice to boy band?
No.
Yeah, so it sings to you. It would be like 3 bajillion miles to Mars.
It's a terrible boy band. Is that like O-Town? Did they pay Ashley Parker like Angel to do
it? One Direction. It's powerful stuff. It's really, really good.
Liquid Fantasies. Isn't that O-Town's single?
Yes.
Aren't they like metallic, like Terminator in the music video?
I just did a full Periscope once where we just listened to O-Town and sang along.
You know, the first time I Periscoped was with Tom Green. This is so weird.
Can I get a story on it?
My friend was like...
By the way, if you keep listening, just know that we will stick to the topics each week.
This is just too good to let you guys pass up.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Martians.
Right. So I went to this house party in Studio City. Okay. My friend was like, come to this house party. It's going to be so fun.
All the good house parties happen in the Valley.
Right. There's like 5-6 people there. Yeah. But Tom
Green...
Is
that a party?
We'll see. Okay. Someone just wanted me to show up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So I show up.
Read into that how you will.
Right. Tom Green is just periscoping the whole party. And he's like, come on, you guys, like periscope with me. And I had, here's the thing. Periscope became huge when that fight happened. Remember?
Yeah.
That was trending back in the day.
Yeah.
And I heard of it, but I was like uninterested because men fighting is like.
Right. Not a thing.
You know, not important. But anyway, he started periscoping, and so we were, like, doing it, and I don't know. Anyway, that's the end of the story. Let's continue. So the Mars announcement was huge.
Yes, it was.
Matt Damon does not
we didn't,
focus on the hair
We didn't talk space. About it. Are we into the man bun? Yay or nay?
I mean, honestly... I am. I know. It's so wrong.
I like weird hair on
I
the
know
guy.
We're over man buns. Yeah. And I am. And I just saw the meme of Donald Trump with a man bun today.
I didn't see
if
that.
You haven't seen it, my God. Okay. But
man buns?
Yay. Just for him, though.
Okay. I'm on it for everyone, but let's agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. So Tuesday.
What was Tuesday?
Trending topic, hashtag. Super
We
just got a picture of the Trump bun.
Doesn't that just like make your man bun love go out the
window? Here's the thing, though, is a secret alley fact. Like, I roll hard for redheads.
Oh, interesting. You're a Ronald Weasley fan.
Oh, I love Ronald Weasley.
But who's the actor? Rupert Grant.
Yeah,
Rupert Grant.
Oh, do you also?
Oh. Girl.
Okay.
A CEO, Rupert Grant.
A Beta Cadabra.
Okay.
Okay.
So what was
Reel
Tuesday?
Water on Mars. No. Psych. Super Blood Moon.
The Super Blood Moon. Hashtag Super Blood Moon was trending on Tuesday.
I didn't really see it.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had to be, like, at the observatory to, like, catch a glimpse.
I didn't, like, if you have to, like, buy a ticket or, like, know the bouncer to see the Super Blood Moon, I didn't get it. Because the thing is that I was waiting for it, mm-hmm. and I was Googling it and trying to figure out what the, like, right times were.
Yeah.
And also, it's like, do I not understand the word eclipse? Like, does that mean that I'm not supposed to see it? Or does that mean I am supposed to see it?
Now, my third eye felt it.
Your chakra felt it.
The third eye was like, oh my God, I see the Super Blood Moon.
Yeah, the energy.
The problem was my actual eyes.
My actual eyes did not see anything red in the
physical,
sky.
It wasn't physical. It was the metaphysical that
did
I saw.
Not. Did you cast any magic?
Yeah, like I definitely like was like, you know, setting intentions. And so the problem I had was like, I don't know how it happened, but suddenly like Super Blood Moon and like retrograde became one and became the, like, everyone knows about it.
Yeah.
So, like, I have to hear, like, 13-year-olds be like, the Super Blood Moon is messing up my physics.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what 13-year-olds
And you're like, I would rather say that.
Right. And I'm like, you don't say that.
That's my thing. Yeah.
Like, do you even know what mugwort is?
No, but here's the thing. I fully Googled, like, Blood Moon magic. I cast some spells on my front porch.
It's not backed for 2030.
Which leads me, that's so funny you should say
that.
Which
is crazy.
Blood Moon magic. Chrissy Teigen said the funniest tweet of all time. Did you read it?
I don't know.
She said, I'm so lazy, I thought about looking at the super moon and decided 2033 isn't even that far away. I was like, same.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. Come on, Chrissy.
She's funny.
I'm impressed. And I don't know if I follow her on Twitter.
You do not. She's, no joke, one of the funniest people on Twitter.
Wow.
And she's beautiful and she can cook. She's perfect. And she's dating John Legend.
Right.
She actually is the full package, in my opinion.
No,
If she was into it for me, I would.
Blue is the warmest. That whole situation. Yeah.
Blood Moon is the warmest color.
Yes. You know, yeah. It was weird having the Super Blood Moon interact with the retrograde too.
Did you have a funkadocious week?
Well, you know, usually it never affects me. You know me.
Right.
I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
I actually killed someone during retrograde and I thought that was weird.
Because
if that wouldn't have happened.
They're like, did anyone else
I
go
would
crazy?
Have never, did anyone else?
Did
call
anyone
in.
Yeah.
Let me know. Was anyone else freaking out? Because that's like, you know my personality
type.
Yeah,
you're usually so normal.
So sedate.
Yeah.
I'm an indoor cat, you know?
But I went on the
verge.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was weird.
No, but you know what's funny is that like I actually kind of did the opposite thing where I did.
You're having a good week?
Yeah, like I like did some conjuring. Like I made a vision board. I went on my front porch. See, this is, I think my neighbors already really hate me because we're in this weird war about how I don't like to take out the trash cans, and so I make them do it. So
are they boys?
It's a married couple, and they're college sweethearts, and so I just
what's the demographic? Like 30s?
They're like a 30s young. Cool married couple.
Are they like trying to recycle every day and stuff? Like, are they very like specific about how they want it done?
Yeah, and I don't really.
See,
I don't know what recycling is.
That's all. I'm at peace with it, but I need you to handle it if you're specific.
Exactly. Yeah, but like I was on my front porch and I was like, I had candles lit and I was saging and like they don't think I was weird before. Like they think I had a vision board with like things from like Home and Gardens magazine being like. Step into fall, and then it was a picture of a country house, and then like babies and pumpkins, and I was just setting intentions for the year.
You're just surrounded
it, like,
by pumpkin lattes from Starbucks.
It's like a serial killer made a vision board and just like cut out all the letters. Like,
Freddy
you are
Krueger
perfect.
Hand. Yeah.
Just sitting on my front porch meditating.
Did you chant first? That's important.
Yeah, I conjured up the crone and
but
the
that's
goddess.
Important
and
I like my neighbors to know exactly where
what
I
I'm,
stand.
What I'm about.
Like,
and it's,
don't mess with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Angela
Bassett.
I am
a Bruja. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, This house, there's a white light, baby. Don't even mess with it.
Yeah. Yeah, you need your skeleton key to come into apartment
Girl,
B.
You better know your voodoo if you want to get into this place. I'm not tripping, hon. I think it's important.
Is that what I should say them next time? They're like, you need to take out the recycle.
I don't even think you need to say it.
Say it with my eyes?
When you're surrounded with 7 pumpkin spice lattes in an open flame, I think they get it.
They'll get the message. Yeah. They'll read it loud and clear.
I think they're so afraid that, like, they'll, like, knock on your door and be like, any extra trash you'd like to take out, Allie?
They're like, Allie Crumb Siegel. We don't come around those parts. I'm going to be, like, the weird witch person in, like, Big Fish that they, like, they don't
come.
I'm at, what's that actress who's always in the...
She's always a witch.
Maria, no, what? She's married to Tim Burton.
She was. They're getting a divorce.
What?
Bellatrix Lestrange.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of Harry Potter references. I'm so sorry. We're just holding hands here, by the way.
We just very naturally held hands.
Wait, what's her name?
What's her name, Blair? The person who's married to
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton's wife. Do you guys know?
Yeah, it's, oh my God, I can't believe she's my favorite. She is.
I'm obsessed with her.
Marla Singer.
Yeah.
He's married to Marla Singer. That's all I can think of.
God, why can't we think of her name? Oh, whatever. We need to move on anyways.
Wait. No. Okay. Helena Bonham Carter.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yes, Helena Bonham Carter for the win. I love her.
Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
I mean, obvi.
Yeah, oh. That's
crucial.
That's a bizarre choice of her IMDb. Of all her movies, just a shout out to put it at the end.
You know what? That movie really gets, you know, Matt.
Gets you going.
With Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of
Love
leads us
him
into
fighting
our next,
monkeys.
Go into our next thing, because I have something to say about that in Mark Wahlberg.
Okay. So Wednesday, this past Wednesday, the big trending topic was hashtag Kim Davis. And I'm sure you guys know why. Apparently, which... Is this confirmed? We'll see. Okay, so apparently the Pope went to meet Kim Davis.
It is confirmed.
And everybody's freaking out. Okay, it is confirmed. Here's my thing. Everyone's like, you know, this ruined the trip. You know, he came and to do this great, you know, welcome to America thing. You guys, Pope Francis was performing an exorcism on Kim Davis. Y'all need to calm down. He did all of America a great favor.
Exactly.
To me.
Yeah.
I honestly appreciate the man more so now. He wasn't going to the Vatican without exercising the demons
totally.
That are left
That's
in the United States.
Throwing out those rosaries like making it rain rosaries for them.
Rosaries will make them dance.
Yeah.
So what about Mark Wahlberg?
Well, also, first of all, I was going to say, in case he wasn't, I was thinking of that great Countess de Lesseps line, because he's supposed to be like the cool Pope.
Oh, just, right.
So it's like, be cool. Don't be all uncool for meeting with ours. That is so funny. But
he
also,
is kind of the cool Pope.
Yeah,
That's an interesting... He's
cool
like the
pope.
Hipster Pope.
Yeah.
And so... All the youngins
like
love
a
him.
Justin
and
Bieber
then
Pope.
He met with the Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
All cool.
Which is, I guess, I mean, she's. It's going to be cool when she's a Halloween outfit.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Come on. You know that's real.
But I heard that Mark Wahlberg asked the Pope forgiveness for some of the movies that he's done.
Mark, you got a lot of nerve.
I read that on Twitter somewhere.
The last movie you released? Like, you're cutting it close.
Or that M. Night Shyamalan movie where he was trying to fight carbon dioxide.
Where it was like Poison Ivy was the villain.
Yeah, literally carbon dioxide. Trees. That was the twist.
You know what, though? I heard...
It was good. I am ride or die M. Night Shyamalan.
You know what? I love a twist.
I love a twist.
I love an M. Night Shyamalan twist.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I ain't mad at the man.
No.
Because whether you're scared or whether you're peeing your pants,
yeah,
you're having a good time at the movies.
But, okay, yes, but here's the thing. One of my talents that I will, like, put on a resume, I can guess a twist first 5 minutes.
That's interesting.
Thank
because
you.
I that's not me.
Oh.
I'm always, I consider myself mildly intelligent.
You don't have to start punching things.
But, you know, I never guess, but The Village.
Oh, that one,
minute
I guess.
Minute two,
yeah.
I was like, y'all, hey.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, this this is like 2012.
Y'all. Yeah.
And everyone was like, what are you talking about? I was like, some mate, right? Like, these fools?
Yeah.
Like, I know for sure that this is like 1999.
Yeah, there is
and
no way.
The porcupine red riding hoods.
That was so stupid.
I was like, those are like mutations.
Side note, though, have you ever seen a picture of a baby porcupine?
Obsessed.
They're so cute.
I want a hedgehog.
Oh, wait, maybe am I thinking of baby hedgehogs? If you're listening to the podcast right now, just Google image baby porcupines or baby hedgehogs because they're the cutest things you've ever seen.
This week, there was like, oh my goodness.
That's not what I'm thinking out.
Maybe this week, there was a video. No, it was.
Baby hedgehog, maybe.
What's Caroline Goldfarb's thing? Official Sean Penn.
Yes,
you guys know
great.
This.
Instagram.
She's on Instagram. She's so funny. She had a video of a hedgehog getting its belly rubbed.
Oh, yes. It was
Angel.
So cute.
I love hedgehogs.
Like, yeah, me too.
That's something you should probably
Sonic
know about
me up. Oh my God. Baby. Is that a porcupine or a hedgehog?
Here's the thing. If you're not getting a dog or a cat.
Yes.
The only option is a hedgehog.
Yes.
Don't get something lame, like
fish or something. And then if the only option isn't a hedgehog, teacup piglets. But then you have to make it wear a costume.
Right. It has to be, like, accessorized.
Or it always has to be licking an ice cream cone.
It needs clothing. Or else,
Or else why did you get it?
Why would you get it?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right?
But
that goes without being said.
Quit naming your pigs Hamlet, because... If I see another pig on Instagram named Hamlet, I'm going to lose my mind.
What accounts are you following?
Exactly. I think you've made an excellent point, Allie.
Okay, fair.
Okay. And I was going to say Woman Crush Wednesday with the Kim Davis. That fit in perfectly.
Oh, that
did anyone do that?
No, I don't think
that
would have been good. Oh, I thought you were about to like say something nice to me.
Oh, you're my Woman Crush Wednesday
every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. Don't worry about it.
Stop it.
It's not even a thing.
I didn't fish for that at all.
Ooh.
Hey. Okay, Thursday, this app Thursday.
Today.
That's today. Who knew?
It's been a very long day.
Yeah, so I was like, what month is it? Oh, and it's October 1st.
And it's October 1st. Is October 1st the first day of fall, or did we already have that?
It's already fall. Pay your rent
and
October
honestly,
1st, and
let me
it's
just
Thursday.
First apologize. It's autumn, and if you say fall, you know,
your
fix
basic?
It.
Oh,
fix it.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Fall is like, that's a verb. We're in autumn, and also it's foliage.
What?
Not foliage. Okay, and I'm from Indiana, so I just wanted to...
You heard it here first.
If you're listening in the Midwest, keep it cute. Or put it on mute.
Whoa.
That's going to be...
Do that noise again that you did in the beginning. Woo!
That's going to be my catchphrase.
Keep it
cute or put it on mute.
Oh, my God.
What if I told someone that?
Do you know catchphrases are my favorite thing? Mine is... My catchphrase is, you rang?
Is that how you're going to answer our callers?
That's how I answer the phone. Or when I walk into a room, I go, you rang?
Did you ever watch 30 Rock?
Yeah.
And it's like, do you remember the Angie episodes? I'll take that with cheese. Well, they don't all work. Yeah.
Also, my other thing that I was doing the other day is I was at my brother's house for the weekend and I knocked something over. And for some reason, just out of nowhere, I go, did I do that?
Everyone was like,
Yeah, but I kept doing it for the whole entire weekend. It was the best
so
thing ever.
So pleased by
yeah.
it. Wow.
So impressions and catchphrases are my thing if anyone's hiring.
Great.
SNL, I'm talking to you. Okay, so People, this new app that was
and
just
that's
released.
P-E-E-P.
Yeah, P-E-E-P-L-E. I feel like I'm just in a Akilah in the being it right now. P-E-E-P-L-E. So it's Yelp reviews for humans.
For human beings.
And it's coming out in November. And basically you can give like a 5-star review, either like professionally or personally or romantically. Remember that app that was like Lulu where you can rate your like ex-boyfriend?
Yoga teacher. So sorry. That was so.
That was good. You could rate pants.
Yeah. Whatever.
Proud of you. So you could rate people
it.
Horrible. People are like in a huge upset about it, not happy. But I thought it'd be funny if we like maybe reviewed one or two of our favorite celebs that we're obsessed with.
Yeah, let's do our favorite celebs.
Okay,
like reviews for them.
I'm trying to think. I want to do one. I want to give you a person that I want you to review.
Okay, okay.
Let me think. Someone who maybe you... What about Bjork? How would you people Bjork? How would you Yelp review Bjork?
I'm trying to think, like, how Yelp reviews start.
Yeah.
Like, I was nervous to try out Bjork.
Yes.
I'd heard mixed things. To my surprise, I found the experience quite delightful.
Yes.
If not the most unique person mm-hmm. I'd ever met. She talked in swan song
mm-hmm.
and sang like a parking brake, but she eased my soul.
Yes.
4.5 stars.
That is a high review.
That's a great review, isn't
it? Love it. That is
because
a good
review. Because you want to be balanced. You want
yes.
to be honest about
yes.
your favorite celebrities.
Like, 100%.
I know they're not perfect. I know they're human. But you know what? I'm obsessed with them.
That is the best part, I think, of my favorite celebrities is that they are the most human celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's
They've
the only
got
way
that
you actually... You don't want to... You can't relate to someone who's on a pedestal.
Right. Sometimes it's... Here's my thing.
Okay.
Sometimes... I like the pedestal if, but here's the thing.
Like
you got to own the
Beyonce. Yeah.
She is one of those alien robot queens.
Yes.
That is, she invented the stool.
Yes,
to stand
true.
Above yeah. everyone.
Yeah.
But I love it because she always owns it.
That's
and she
true.
Does have the talent to back it up. And I think she's a very kind person.
That's the thing. She also has like the kindness
the
to
kind
back it
factor.
Up. You're rooting for Beyonce. I've never
always,
not rooted for Beyonce.
Always. And you're kind of like jealous, obviously.
Yeah.
Like her song.
But she like makes me want to be a better woman.
She's yeah. inspiring.
Yeah.
She's the is this too much? The Oprah of the pop world?
Whoa.
I don't know.
I can get behind that.
Don't write it down.
Have you ever seen pictures of Oprah gardening?
Have I? You know how gardening is some people's hobby? Looking at pictures
of Oprah gardening
is my hobby. That's how I spend my Super Soul Sunday. What have you guys been doing? Yeah.
It's my favorite picture of like she's in the garden
her
wearing
with
her
that
glasses
huge zucchini.
And a cap.
Oh my goodness.
There's also one of her like holding cabbages and I'm like, yes.
Yes, queen. Yeah. You get a cabbage. Yeah. You get a turnip. Oh, she's amazing. She's become obsessed with gardening since her retirement from
yes.
NBC.
Is she ever retired, though?
Well, she's not retired, but I mean, I feel like...
I think I almost just started crying because my eyes are, like, glossy. I don't know what's happening.
Just thinking about Oprah, the deity herself.
Yes.
Okay, let me give you a person.
Okay.
How about Britney Spears?
Ooh.
Let's give a Yelp for Britney since we're talking about pop stars.
Speaking of which, I just watched the MTV show Becoming. Do you remember that show?
I'm trying to think.
It was like from maybe the 90s or the early 2000s where like a regular Joe
that
wants to become.
That wasn't her show, right?
No. A regular Joe wants to become a pop star. So MTV takes them and teaches them like a whole dance from one of the pop stars videos.
This is real.
And then dresses them up. And then they get to perform the whole music video and they like record it. It's the best thing ever. I just watched Becoming Britney Spears.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was genius. It was like the best thing. It was Baby One More Time. It was so good.
Oh my God. That's everything.
Yeah. They have to learn the choreography. It's like, it's no joke.
It was a girl or a guy?
Oh, it was a girl.
If it would have been a gay guy, can you imagine
the
tears shed?
Oh, I'm sure that they have those. There's got to be.
I would die. So now, did you watch Britney Spears' show that she directed?
What is
this? The MTV... Her doc series with Kevin Federline.
No, I forgot about this.
Oh. Oh, wow.
But what I will say is for Britney Spears Yelp
give
review.
Give you a review. Sorry, I'm going off.
I'll give a short Yelp review on Britney Spears.
Love it.
I will say that her journey makes me realize that I can accomplish anything.
Wow.
And that no matter what I'm going through, that I will prevail.
Persevere, babe.
Yeah, I will persevere because that summer where she lost it made me realize that no matter what I'm going through, I can come out on top. And she is looking good lately. She is back in shape.
Did you see her at the MTV Music Awards?
I didn't. How'd she look?
Amazing.
Really?
She wore this gold mini dress.
Maybe I did.
A high pony.
She's coming back.
Oh. She looked good. And did you see the BuzzFeed thing about how she's been performing and dancing like with more energy than ever.
Really? That makes me... Is she...
I almost cried.
Oh my God.
Like, you always root for Britney Spears.
Always.
She's the underdog.
Yeah, she is the underdog. I'm happy. Does she have a boyfriend right now? What's her deal?
I think so. I don't know. It's not the silver-haired guy.
Yeah, he was cute. You know what? He looked like the guy from True Blood.
Ooh, yeah. Sam.
Yes, the guy who owned Merlot's.
Yeah.
So I would give Britney a 4-star review.
Oh yeah, totally.
And for that picture of her alone with that umbrella is just sometimes I'm just like, or the hair, the shaving the head pick, I'm just like, that's everything to me.
She
when
is,
I'm on the dark days, it's just that's
she's
back up.
She's a whole novel. of a human being.
Yes.
And she's not even...
She's been there and she's not even done yet.
Girl, she just started.
She's an act two. She's an act two.
You know she's going to be like Tina Turner, like taking a break in her 30s and like 45, like...
She's going to come back.
Yeah,
yes, she's
like,
going to come back.
It's Britney, bitch. She's 50 and like hitting the streets.
Yes. In a good way.
In a great way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Not like Pretty Woman. Yeah. Like Femme Fatale.
Yes.
But like on stage. Okay, what else? Give me one more.
Okay. How about...
This is fun.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Goop.
I would give her 7.5 goops.
Oh, that is so many goops.
That's a lot of goops.
Just gooping it up.
Goop. You know what? Here's my... And you can quote me on this. The more goop, the better. I love it. I will die by the goop. Here's the thing.
You live and die by the goop?
Live and die
is
by
that
the goop.
One of your catchphrases?
Live and die by the goop. Live and let goop is actually the...
You're a Bravo housewife?
Live and let goop. That's my... I like walk on. My lips are...
live and let goop.
She... Here's the thing I like.
Yeah.
She knows how people perceive her.
Yes.
She has that self-awareness. But she doesn't care.
Do you remember once when she posted a picture of her home garden?
Yes.
On the Goop website. And do you remember what one of the sections of the garden was? I actually don't know if I should say this.
Tell me it's the chia seed section.
No, it was salvia.
Oh, yes. That is so funny.
Yeah. And
oh,
I was like, girl, I also like it that on her website, she's like, this is how you should pack for like a weekend vacation to the beach. And it's like this $3,000 skirt.
Right. It's like, here's the thing I like.
But she has no shame. She just like owns it.
She knows who her audience is and
yeah.
She don't care.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Me too.
It's like Preserve. It's like Blake Lively's Preserve.
Yes.
Only... light. It's like the J. Crew version of the Hot Topic Preserve.
Yes. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I need a flow chart, but yes.
Okay, here's the metaphor.
Okay.
If Preserve is yeah. Hot Topic.
Yeah. Stay in school, kids.
Goop.
I'm taking the SAT.
It's J. Crew.
100%. By the way, though, Blake Lively just shut down.
I heard Preserve is shut down.
Yeah, but I'm proud of her for admitting defeat for something, because that's hard to do. That takes a lot of...
I loved her statement that, like, I actually liked the
I
website.
Didn't read it, because I just read
it,
headlines,
honestly,
and then I pretend to know
the story. Reminded me of a Lana Del Rey Daydream music video.
Really?
It was like you walk into the website. You enter the website and it's like there's like dark flowers and storm clouds and
that's
bunnies
cool.
Chasing each other. It's kind of cool. And she sells products, all the products she uses. It's just like goop. But, I think that everyone was against her from the start.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, people love to hate on her just like they love to hate on Goop. For some reason, only Martha Stewart is allowed to walk about with her head held high.
And Martha Stewart hates on those other websites.
She's
love it.
She's not pleased.
No, she's not. Oh, I want to hear your Yelp review of Martha Stewart. I like your Yelp reviews.
Okay. I feel like you have a good Martha Stewart voice. I have an intuition.
I don't even know what a Martha Stewart voice would be.
I don't either. I'm going to try it.
I actually
don't make
can't
fun
even
of
think
me.
Of her. I would never. I mean, I would, but... No.
I want to go off the air and like,
are you wearing,
try it.
Are those suede pants or are they just normal pants?
Oh, they're just like the dropped crotch.
Hey.
We're on camera, so you know, I needed to make sure that, you know, I was looking fly.
I forgot about that.
Martha Stewart review would be like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm not doing her accent. I would give Martha Stewart a 10 out of 10 because she is perfection.
I like that throughout the course of these Yelp reviews, though, we move from 5 stars to 10 stars, but we're making up our own. This
is
our own
app. It's not about that. You know, with people's, yeah. You just throw out like 10 out of 10 yeah, or like 100 out of 300. Yeah. I give her 4 carrots and an olive. I'm going to give Goop 3 goops and 7 preserves. Because she's still going.
This is...
I love Martha Stewart, but she's not pleased that after she got out of jail, there's all these other sites, popped up. And she's like, oh, I've been gone for a year, y'all. Like, y'all need to chill.
Well, that's what happens when you spend some time in the slammer.
That's what happens when I leave Twitter for a day and I've lost 2 followers.
Yeah.
The struggle is real.
I post one selfie, I lose 30 people when they find out what I look like. They're like, no thanks. Next. Hard pass.
I've been doing this silly web series, and I have like this gray wig.
Yeah.
And I like did a selfie of me in this gray wig, just like being silly.
You look beautiful.
And I lost 12 followers. They're like, I don't want to see you in no gray
wig.
You look
like a sexy Dumbledore.
Yes. I've been waiting my whole life to hear that.
Yeah.
This whole thing could be a Harry Potter podcast,
100%.
Honestly.
100%. Like an attractive Gandalf.
Ooh, like a young Gandalf.
Yeah, like a young Gandalf on his way to the club.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, but on like a Thursday.
Do you think I could pull off wearing a lace front to like just out and about?
Like a Gaga
yeah,
lace
like
front?
She just like does her lace fronts, like whatever.
I always wonder that.
Would you do that?
I don't know. I've done like a lot of damage to my hair because I went like pink and like purple.
Honey,
and, like,
we all have.
So sometimes I'm like, maybe I should do a wig. I've done everything under the sun to my hair, though. I had hair extensions once, which I...
Could you see the...
No, but one time I was being intimate with someone and...
Yanked?
Yeah, and they didn't stay on my head.
Oh, no.
It was really embarrassing.
So you were, like, in it, and there's, like, hair, like, flying.
Giggles after dark.
Giggles after dark. Oh,
it was
goodness.
So embarrassing.
I'm just going to say that I love that for you. That's
like,
great for your brand. Can you imagine? Lena Dunham would make $50,000 like, off that story.
I was like, you're so big and strong. I'm like trying to play it off cool.
Ooh, boy, you pulling my hair out. You got me going crazy. Wow, that's amazing. I've never had that experience, but
you haven't?
Not yet. I'm hoping to, obviously.
Gotta get those lace fronts going.
Gotta get that lace front going.
Yeah.
Do we have any honorable mention hashtags? Do you have any?
I didn't have any, but I was so interested in yours because I have some feelings on the person that yours is about.
Okay, so I had some honorable mentions. So what we did was we did the most popular hashtags of Monday through Thursday, but there are obviously a lot of other ones.
Yeah.
And one of the ones that I wanted to talk about was one on, I think it was Tuesday?
Who knows what days are? I don't know.
I don't know. It came from the Ellen show, and it was about Claire Danes discussing, she just shot the Homeland, her new season, in Germany. The whole season shot in Germany.
Really?
So she was talking about this very exclusive club she went to called Berghain. Which
that sounds, by the way, like Germany's hottest club is Berghain.
Berghain, it's saw in right now. Yeah. It's really cool. And she was talking about how she went like all the time, and I was just like, it's like I'm fascinated that like Claire Danes is like listening to like dance music and like getting her life. And anyway, she was on the Ellen show, and she was like talking about her dance and like got up and danced, which Claire Danes is like not dancey to me.
In my head, Claire Danes and Anne Hathaway are the same person.
Really?
Emotionally.
Like a blonde and brunette version
of
each other. Yeah,
like emotionally they feel very much the same to me. Just like kind of stoic and quiet, kind of like always a little bit performy,
sure. And they're both child actors. Maybe that's something.
Really? What was Anne Hathaway in? Princess Diaries?
Wasn't she young then?
She was like a tween. Wasn't she, 16, 17?
I don't know. And that's kind of young. They say that, they say that the day you become famous, that's the age that you represent emotionally or the rest of your life.
Oh, so I'm going to be 29 forever.
So, baby, this is it for you. So enjoy this.
It's like, with that vampire movie.
Oh, Vamps with Alicia Silverstone?
No, but thank you for when, I think that's a way you could tell a lot about someone's personality when you say, what's that vampire movie? And then whatever they say back, like, just tells everything about who they are. I was thinking about that Brad Pitt one and
Interview with the Vampire.
Yes, but you went straight Vamps.
I went with Alicia straight Silverstone. To Vamps. Like, yeah. I don't want to beat around the bush with you.
No.
Like, if we're talking vampires, I want to talk Vamps with Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, I go Anne Rice.
You're more of a classical vampire.
Yeah, I like romantic vampire
yeah.
movies.
Yeah. Well, I love that movie. You know who has a great performance? Kristen Dunst.
Yeah, she does.
She can't grow her hair out. And she has a mental breakdown. She goes, Girl Interrupted.
Oh,
because her hair is so short.
I love Girl Interrupted. Hiding those rotisserie chickens under the bed.
Obsessed.
Yes.
Oh. That's a great Brittany Murphy,
hashtag
too.
Hashtag relatable.
Who's in Clueless with Alicia Silverstone.
Whoa, full circle.
Okay, so that's an honorable mention. Just the thought of Claire Danes dancing is very like.
Oh, bleh. You know what? I actually watched it and she had like the little baby like.
Yeah, yeah.
Bjorn.
Baby Bjorn. Isn't that the, I don't know.
Yeah, and she was like sucking on the pacifier and dancing on Ellen
right,
doing the whole
Cute
techno
too.
Raver thing.
Great thing. Good for her.
I don't like that kind of music. Do you?
I'm sure that I could. I was in Berlin and I went to a few of those type of bars.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed myself, but like, that's not what you're going to catch me on, like, the 405 listening to. You know
right.
what I mean?
What do you listen to when you're on your 405?
Podcasts, obviously.
Really? I'm not into podcasts.
But if we're talking about me, hey, Allie, can you set us up for success, babe? And I think you want to pick yourself
Except
up and try
own.
Again.
Except this one.
We like listening to our own podcast.
I only
That's
listen to
thing.
My own podcast.
Here's the thing. We're always trying to get better.
Yes.
That's why.
I'm always trying to improve.
Music-wise, like, I like the Church's new album.
Oh,
that's electronic.
I literally thought you were about to say listen to church music. And I was like, this is a wonderful new thing I'm learning about you, and I appreciate it.
No. And then I like, I got the Ryan Adams, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
You know, sir.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so good.
If Taylor Swift is not.
They're nominated for the same category.
If she's not like getting down to that version of Ryan Adams.
Oh my God.
You know, I'd be having that on. Like, what's up, Calvin?
I listen to that on Spotify nonstop. And I hope that other people who follow me on Spotify are they're like, oh, she's
you know what? I just got nervous about yesterday. You know how Spotify chooses when they're going to post on Facebook about like what you've been listening to?
Oh no, really? You can turn that off.
Well, you can go on private session, but I forget sometimes.
It's not a setting that you can just turn it off permanently.
Here's the thing. So
I'm going to be in trouble.
You guys, so someone liked my Spotify
That's
listening.
That's so embarrassing.
Guess what I listened to all that day?
What?
The Sarah McLachlan Afterglow album. I kid you not. I was like, oh my goodness. Now, don't get me wrong, like, I'll stand by my choices, but like that isn't like what I would love to be like selling myself as.
Yeah, that's oh my God. That, like I've been listening to that Selena Gomez song. Sometimes I'll just do it on repeat over and over and over again.
Oh, and it may never go on your Facebook. I don't know, but I just saw that and was like, vomit.
Yes.
Like nervous.
Oh my God.
Like what if people see I've been listening to like Liza Minnelli this week?
Yeah, 100%. There was a week where I only listened to the Beach Boys.
Immediately, I just started putting on like Kanye West right after. So that,
yes,
like,
100%. You just have to listen to something cool.
Like, oh, never mind, never mind. Don't worry about that. I know what's up.
Like,
I know it's cool.
Spilled water on my keyboard. Don't know how that happened.
I'm not listening to the Anti-Mame soundtrack.
Oh my God, yes, I'm just bye-bye birdie nonstop just around my apartment.
Although you can catch me listening to Hamilton.
Oh.
Have you been?
No, I don't even know what that is.
It's the newest like Broadway musical about Alexander Hamilton. Now, it's like rap and like it's amazing.
Really?
And I forget the creator's name. He's like a genius. He did In the Heights too. I can't remember.
Oh my
gosh. Tickets are like $500 for the back row, Allie. It's crazy. It's a phenomenon. It's a anyway, that's been on my Spotify.
I don't know about this.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm going to New York November 5th.
Wow.
And I wanted that to be one of the shows. My friend, do you remember Hollis?
Yeah.
She's in a show called The Lilliput Troupe off Broadway.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to go see her. Now, we're obsessed with this. So she created a Twitter fan account for Hamilton the Musical that now has like 2,000 followers. Like, the creator has been retweeting it. She wants to DM him and be like, get me some tickets, yo.
If I have learned one thing about life, it's always slide into those DMs.
Girl, like a water slide.
100%. Get that slip and slide. Go into those DMs. I have two relationships from DMs.
Now, you've met all of your boyfriends through Twitter. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. My last two boyfriends I met from Twitter.
Same.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Do you think other people date like that?
I don't know.
Like, everyone's like, have you been on Bumble? You know, have you been on...
Yeah, whatever.
What's the other one?
I don't know.
Tinder, and then there's...
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them,
I guess. I just stick to Twitter.
Twitter works for me.
Yeah.
Love it.
Me too.
At least I know they're funny.
Oh, we got to do the tweets of the week.
Okay, let's do the tweets of the week.
Okay, yeah. So these are tweets. These are our favorite tweets that Patrick and I really love from people that we follow.
That we follow and we recommend you guys follow. Of course, we should have just done ourselves.
I honestly was thinking that.
I was like, maybe I should like throw in an alley
tweet. Also, I thought it'd be funny if I just did like three from like the Dalai Lama quotes or just like inspirational quotes that are like really sad.
Okay. So we'll do one each. You start.
Okay. My first one is from @ Zachary Flynn, and it's a fun thing to say when a cop puts you in handcuffs is, wow, okay, we just met though.
I love that.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one.
This is from @ Jenny Slate, which obviously she doesn't need any attention, but I just really enjoyed this one.
Yeah.
Hers was, what if the supermoon kills all horses and I can finally relax?
So weird.
I don't know why that tickled my fancy so hard.
I love like an obscure tweet that kind of makes no sense.
She's like, it's like she's talking to herself.
Yes.
Like, I love it.
Some of my best tweets just make no sense.
Some of the only like favorites I get are like me just like noting something I'm thinking.
You
got to
do everything for you.
Right.
Okay, the next one is @ Sam Fickman. Annie Hall would definitely text too much.
Oh, for sure.
100%, right?
And it'd be like monologues. Like,
yes.
And then it'd be like, ha, ha, ha. Like,
have you ever done that, though, where you're accidentally texting from your computer and you're like, oh, no.
Oh, I don't do that. I disabled it.
Oh, that's smart. Because sometimes if you're accidentally texting from iMessage on your computer, you will write a novel without realizing it.
Here's where I learned my lesson with that. I was working with someone on my computer and...
Oh. It popped up?
It popped up, and it was a nude picture. So we're doing, like, work, like, working on a script, and all of a sudden, a beautiful human specimen picture is on the screen, and I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm disabling this. I don't need this in my life. I'm already as stressed as possible just based on my genetic pool.
Yeah, no, that'll do it.
That's great. Okay. @ Johnny Sun, God's script notes on my life. Protagonist has no motivations. Nothing interesting happens. Why no explosions? He literally never moves, which I relate hardcore to.
Yes,
and I feel like everyone thinks of their life as like a fascinating script, and it's like probably not.
Speaking of that real quick, you know what's sad is that I'm selling my couch and I went to go take...
Oh, I was already sad. No!
God, no. You literally gasped. I'm selling my couch.
Why?
But I was taking a picture of it and there's fully a dent from where the middle part of the couch where I sit every day. There's a dent. I've had the couch for like 6 months.
That's
how much
so
I sit
funny.
In it. It's so sad. I'm like putting it up on Craigslist and I'm just like, sorry about the middle cushion.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's Craigslist, you know, anything goes.
I just gotta be me. Yeah, seriously, for reals. Okay, my last favorite tweet, this one made me laugh so hard. And also honorary mention to Pizza Rat, is @ Lauren Greenberg. I'm way more afraid of the pizza than the rat, hashtag carbs.
Which I love.
Oh, I love that you brought up pizza rat, too. Yeah. Like, God, that was a great moment.
Oh,
Didn't your day just brighten when that was blowing up?
So powerful.
Okay, and this is my favorite tweet maybe of, like, the past 6 months. This is by Bejaunce, at Bejaunce, which is like Beyonce, but Bejaunce.
Do you think it's pronounced Bejaunce?
Oh, God. Maybe. I'm just going to say Bejaunce and keep going. Sometimes if you don't know, it's best just to be really confident. Okay. So here was his tweet. It's very simple and just powerful.
Just keep going.
Ubering like I'm a series reg.
I like that one too.
Isn't that great?
Oh my God. Okay, so I think it's probably time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Those are our favorite tweets of the week, and those were the trending topics for Twitter as well, or some of the best ones that we really enjoyed.
I don't know who Beyonce is.
Yeah, but just Bejaunce, one of our favorite new people on Twitter.
I'm so glad I could end this with ultimate humiliation because that's very on brand with me.
Yes.
And I feel like that really lets you know what you're in for.
Yes.
Misspellings, mispronunciations.
Yes.
We have no idea what Mars is.
No idea what Mars is. Big fan of man buns.
Big fan of man buns. So this was it. This is the format.
Yeah, and this is our first show, so thank you for being patient, and thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
We don't know how to... How are we signing off? Yeah, how do we do this? We'll just keep talking forever.
Love and light.
Namaste.
Namaste. Bye.
Do that noise again. That's a good way to... Yeah.